Hey guys, welcome to Omicast. This is Josh, and just Josh, it seems. I'm just going to be doing a review on a few things, going to put up a few new YouTube videos, and yeah, enjoy. So that was the cover of Bad Company by Bad Company, but the cover was by Five Finger Death Punch. I do not own that. Neither do I own I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, so I don't get sued or something like that. Alright, so anyways, today we have reviews for Crackdown 2, previews for Reach, Call of Duty Black Ops, Gears 3, some other movie reviews, slash previews, and some new segments that we are going to discuss. Also, I'm going to put a video review for the new Xbox 360 250GB Slim Edition. And we have some movie slash TV show reviews. So that will all be coming up soon. So yeah, it's been a while. I encourage you to join our Facebook page. Just search up Omicast on Facebook. Should be the only one called that. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Omicast Videos. Because that way we can tell how many fans we have, because the free trial for the pro subscription to Podomatic just ran out. So once we get the statistics figured out, we can start doing pro. We just want to know if our money's going to be going to a good cause. And yeah, let's get started. Okay, so first on my list is that Gable has just informed me that in Japan, Fullmetal Alchemist, long-time running manga and anime series, has just ended for good. Yeah, he told me they just finished the final chapter, and that the Brotherhood anime series, which is based off of the manga, has also been wrapped up. And I do not know the ending. I told him not to tell me, because I still have yet to finish Brotherhood, and they are only on 22 in America. I'm not sure how far it goes. But anyways, yeah, Brotherhood on Blu-ray, by the way, is pretty awesome. Obviously, the creators did not have as much freedom with it as they did with the original, because they have to base it off of the manga. But it's, you know, amazing, obviously. Fullmetal Alchemist is probably one of my... is my favorite manga slash anime of all time. Alright, so, back to business. Crackdown 2 has just been released about 6 days ago. And it's gotten mixed reviews from critics on the basis that it is too much like the original. And I've never played the original. I've seen it in action, and it does look a lot like the original, but I don't know. There's zombies in this one, which are actually incredibly fun to fight. You can, there'll be like hordes of them just roaming in the streets, and you can just mow them down with like a sports car or something. The weapons are lots of fun to use, like the UV shotgun. It can blow back. It can incinerate zombies, and it can blow back humans. And yeah, there's the plot is lacking, obviously, but it's a lot of fun. I love it. It is, I'd say 7.5 out of 10, just because it's a lot like the original, but it's a great game. You got 4-player co-op, 6-player PvP, 16-player PvP, and it's fun to get with your friends. You can get the online orbs only with your friends, and it's really fun once you get leveled up. You can just, like, jump up to building, jump on, like, rooftops easily and, like, sprint and, like, pick up some guy and, like, fling him across the city. It's a lot of fun. Alright, and then now I got Halo news. 7 on the 7th is Bungie Day, 7th of July. And Bungie, as a special reward, gave everyone the Flaming Helmet just for those 24 hours, which I unfortunately did not get access to. And makes your head flaming. And up until then, only Bungie could use it. And in Reach, you will be able to get it if you pre-order it at GameStop, I believe. So that brings me back to Reach. Bungie allowed Red vs. Blue to put out a new video called Deja Vu. And it shows that Blood Gulch has been back, but they added a lot to it. It's an enormous map. Look it up on redversblue.com. It's a cool video. It demonstrates the Falcon, shows a new rocket launcher enabled Warthog. And it also shows a new armor ability, which allows you to create copies of yourself to use as decoys. Looks like it's going to be... it's probably going to replace Halo 3 as my favorite game of all time. And to me, Halo is the common denominator of skill in video games. So hopefully Reach will be able to replace that. Because Call of Duty, it is a great game, but really anyone can just get an advantage in it. If you have the right weapons and just place your shots right. But Halo really takes skill. It's just, it's equal for everyone, I believe. And Reach is going to be amazing. Sorry, it's awesome. If you've played the beta, you will know what I'm talking about. Alright. Black Ops, there's really not a whole lot of news on that. Probably going to be a new zombie mode, maybe Viet Cong zombies, I'm not sure. As you know, it will just take the span of the Cold War through Vietnam up until probably towards the fall of the Soviet Union, and it'll take it all around the world. There's lots of new weapons like Dragon's Breath ammo, which is incendiary ammo. I'm not sure how it's exactly relevant to the timeline, but it looks pretty cool, I have to say. Also, Gears 3. Coming out soon, that Epic Games put out a demo at E3, and they add a video of 4-player co-op on it instead of just 2. There's female cogs, another new addition. I'm not sure how that's going to work in the game. If they just use the same physics, they'll probably have to edit it somewhat, because obviously women are built differently than guys. It just wouldn't look right if they just put a female head on a guy's body, obviously. The armor's been edited for the summer. It's sleeveless, I guess you could say. I'm not sure if that's the right word. It starts out, the cog has been destroyed, and they are living on an aircraft carrier, a modified one. And the locusts are attacking, but they're threatened by the Lambent. Since Jacinto's been sunk, they have nowhere to go. And if you played the end of Gears of War 2 with Insane and Insane on, you will notice a message by Adam Phoenix. And he seems surprised that Cog sunk the city, even though it would seem that he told them to. I guess he knew that it would leave nowhere for anyone to go, and it would have the Lambent attack. So that's Gears 3. For movies, this past couple weeks... Obviously, if you are like me, you will have seen Toy Story 3. I know it's Toy Story, but it is amazing. They did a great job on it. And I'd really say it's not for kids. Like, if I was as old as I was when I saw Toy Story 2 and I was only, like, 3, I would have been freaked out. Like, there's one part that's like really, like, I don't know, it's just intense for a kid. And then the ending's a bit sad, but it's a really good movie. You should go see it. Also, a video game out. It's for, as far as a movie game goes, it's really fun. And yes, I've played it. But it Toy Story is just one of my favorite series of all time. It's just really cool. I've loved it since I was a kid. I had the toys when I was a kid. I'd probably play with them if I knew where they were. Yeah. Also, The Last Airbender, I have not seen that, but Gable did. He said it was all right. Seeing as they had to fit one season into a couple hours, they did all right on it. Hopefully they didn't do with it what they did with Aragorn. I still have yet to see it. Hopefully I'll see it soon. And also, Red vs. Blue released a new DVD set, and that is remastered. I don't think it's the same quality as it is on the marketplace, Xbox Live Marketplace, but it looks cool. It looks a lot better than the original, and I have the original. I love Red vs. Blue. And it comes with some extra content, more than you would find in the marketplace. And I am really looking forward to getting it. It's backordered at Best Buy until probably the beginning of August, but it's like only $25 there, so it's a good deal. And they are going to release another box set called the Recollection Collection, which is a combination of reconstruction, recreation, and revelation, and probably relocation, all into one 3DVD box set. And that's filmed on Halo 3. And probably they're gonna start filming on Reach with the new Blood Gulch. I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be out in about September. So you got plenty of time to watch the original Blood Gulch Chronicles, and you can see them all for free online, YouTube, RedVersBlue.com. Great series. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It's a great machinima. Along with other things on machinima.com, you should check that out too. Great website slash YouTube channel. So, other games that have come out, Transformers War for Cybertron, that a lot of people didn't think they were going to do as good of a job on it as they did, but I thought they did a great job. Basically, it's just the war that leads up to the events in the TV shows and the movie. It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the movie, but the animations are a lot like the movie, the Michael Bay films. And there are no humans, obviously. The vehicles are a bit unrealistic, but they're Cybertronian. Like, for example, all vehicles have a hover mode, and there are trucks, tanks, cars, and jets. And they each have a specific weapon. Like, the truck has a rocket launcher, the tank has, like, a artillery on it. The jets have rockets and machine guns, and the car's got a machine gun. And it is a great game. The visuals are a bit repetitive, but it is, well, I keep saying great, but it is. If you're a fan of Transformers, you will enjoy it. And in my opinion, it is not at all short. Like, I'm not even finished with it. Then again, I've been playing other games, but there's an Autobot and Decepticon campaign. Doesn't really matter what order you play them in. And the final bosses are just epic. And the credits have like a little throwback to the 80s, with an 80s style theme song. And the multiplayer is great. Got kill streaks, perks, similar to COD. It is only about 8 maps, but there's likely going to be DLC coming out pretty quick. So, if you enjoy Transformers or shooters or anything, it's great for fans and non-fans. So check it out. Okay, one of the biggest announcements, alongside with Kinect, but at E3 is the new Xbox 360. It is dubbed the Xbox 360 S, and I have it. I'm gonna put a video review up pretty soon. I think it's a great console, but you'll see more detail in the review. Obviously, I like the 360 the best, but I have all three. And oh, speaking of Kinect, to me, sorry, Kinect looks to me, like they could either make it or break it. It could just be another Wii, but that might be more of the Move. The Move actually pretty much is the Wii. It looks a bit more refined, and it looks like it'll have more hardcore games. But Kinect looks like it could be great. It's got some good games coming. It's got like that obviously like dance exercise games, which I'm not really into. I figure you can just go out and exercise yourself, and get outside, meet your friends. But it's got Kinectimals if you're into that kind of thing. Good for kids, I guess. It's got the Sonic Air Riders. I personally like Sonic Riders. It was a fun game, and I will be getting that. It has features for the Xbox 360, like you can slide along the dashboard with a flick of your finger and turn it off with your voice. It's got an upcoming unnamed Star Wars game. It appears. It looks pretty cool at E3. It's got that Lionhead game, I think it's called. What is it? It's the Milo, and he might just be a part of the main game, but you can talk to him and like interact with him in ways that it's almost like a real person. I mean, it was just experimental technology, and they weren't actually showing what it would really look like. But it's an interesting concept. Other Kinect games, Kinect Adventures, basic, just jump in, moving around. Good game to get started with. It's got some sort of shooter game too, not like a first-person shooter. It's called Child of Eden. Other sports games similar to Wii Sports. Joyride, the game that was announced in 2009, is going to be a full game for Kinect. Just interact with your hands with the steering wheel and such. Other fitness games, things like that. So, that would pretty much be it for all our reviews. I got another segment coming up. I just ordered a pretty big shipment of classical games like Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World, Genesis, Super Nintendo, things like that. I believe I'm going to start a classic video game review thing. I will start out with Super Mario Brothers or something like that. Possibly on YouTube. I'm not sure how great it would look without video capture, which I do not have. And that should be all here in a week or two. Look out for YouTube updates. Also, join our Facebook page, like I said at the beginning of this. And I hope to update this more frequently in the summer. Maybe have a few guests on here. And yeah, pretty much. So hopefully I can get Gable back here pretty soon. He's back. He was in Georgia. I just met with him the other day. He's good. It's Gable. Menacing. Could eat your soul. And I guess that would wrap it up for our podcast. So check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and our website at Podomatic.com. And I will see you later. I do not own Cashmere by Led Zeppelin.